Summer Sundays are meant for freshly cut grass, ballpark dogs, and the best baseball talk you can find. So kick back with your bacon and eggs and pour yourself a mimosa while Phillies announcer Greg Murphy and Green Legion Radio's Chris Sack break down your fighting Phils and take you around the league right now on Baseball Brunch. Play ball!
Good morning, Philadelphia. Welcome to Bud Light Baseball Brunch live on 102.5 Fox Sports The Gamble. We are powered by Green Legion Radio. Download that iHeartRadio app and you can listen to us anywhere, crystal clear, worldwide. Broadcasting to you live from the iHeartRadio studios in Bala Cynwyd, Pennsylvania, as we set the stage as the Phillies try to complete a four-game sweep of the Los Angeles Dodgers at Chavez Ravine for the first time since Marty McFly went back to the future in 1985. I'm Chris Sack, host of this show. Unfortunately, Murph is not with us again this week. Murph is hopeful to be out of the hospital today. He had some health complications this week, and I know we were talking about it last week on the show last week. So we're looking forward to having him back. Like I said, I was texting with him yesterday, and he says that he's hopeful to be back with us next Sunday, live at Xfinity Live, for the show right before the game between the Phillies and the Dodgers, because the Dodgers are going to be in Philadelphia next weekend. So playing shotgun, sitting shotgun with me today is our producer and good friend of the program, always here, always having a great time and has a great baseball mind as well, Kyle / Nunnemaker. What's up, the gobbler?
What's going on? Chris Sack, how are you?
Not even
going to try and, you know, fill in Murph's shoes, but I will try and pick him up in the pick segment. So
yeah, not a problem. It's always great to have somebody that actually knows baseball pinch hitting, you know, to step in and hang out with me and actually kind of be a sounding board. The positive thing for you this week, / and we're going to dive further into it once we go out of the box, because we have a couple things to address before then. The positive thing for you is the sounding board this week is the Phillies are hot.
Oh, yeah.
The Phillies are playing really good baseball right now. It makes me feel like they need to play at 10 o'clock at night every day of the week. not when they're home, but maybe they just stay out the West Coast where there seems to be no pressure and nobody's paying attention and nobody's watching.
I was going to say, if I have to sacrifice, you know, falling asleep at in the middle of the fourth inning for them to win, I'll do it. Yeah. I'll sacrifice it.
Yeah, I don't even think it's just me falling asleep during the fourth inning. It's the fact that I have to make business decisions. Captain William Demps was saying yesterday on my status on Facebook, he said, you know, if this was Diaz Nation, we would be up and watching the whole game no matter when it was to end. And I was like, okay, I want both of you guys to add a second child and deal with the ramifications from your wife with being completely useless, rendered useless on a Saturday morning. Good luck with that. It's a lot easier with one kid when you have two and the second one is a tornado. that's, you know, life changes with more kids. So that's why we end at two in our household. But this first segment is brought to you by our good friends at State Farm. You've changed thousands of diapers. I know I have. Cut off hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo, because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Dave Bavuso will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family no matter what the future holds, because for the people you'd do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call State Farm agent Dave Bavuso at 856-740-5012 today. That is 856-740-5012. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements. So, listen, being that I do have / in studio with me today, and we're looking to fill in a lot of air within an hour here, we're going to have plenty to talk about with the Phillies, and we're going to go around the league in our second segment. I want you guys to get involved. I want you guys to hop on with us. We're on StreamYard right now, live on StreamYard. If you go to our Facebook page for the Green Legion, we are Facebook Live. We prefer, though, for you to subscribe to our YouTube channel for the Green Legion. So make sure you guys hop over there. You know, that's where most of our crazy characters who join us every single week are located at. And if you're on Twitter, at Green Legion is the YouTube or is the Twitter handle. Make sure you guys join us there. Get your questions in. If you guys have questions about the Phillies, if you guys have questions about, if you're a Yankees fan, if you have questions about them, you have questions about, you know, your team is in the NL Central. We're going to touch on everything today in our second segment. First segment, you guys know we go heavy with Phillies. But the second segment, we want you guys involved. So make sure you guys tune in to one of those outlets and get involved on the message board. And we will try and touch on everything that we possibly can to get you guys involved. Another way to get you guys involved, and we do this every single week here on Bud Light Baseball Brunch. And, you know, the money for the tickets comes right out of my pocket, which I love doing every week. And I know some people, you know, say, well, why do you do it? Why do you do it? Like, I feel like I want more people down at the ballpark this year slash the last couple of years.
You're giving back to the community. You're a good man.
Giving back to the community. I want people to, you know, this right here, this show, this format is a way for us to talk about Phillies baseball and the game of baseball and, you know, the love and the passion that we have for the game. You know, I know Major League Baseball tries to get the casual fans more involved. This is a format for you. This is a way for us to talk about it and have fun with it. And, you know, giving back, you know, two tickets every single week for you guys to go down to the ballpark and have a great time. If you're a dad, bring your son. You know, if you're a husband, bring your wife. If you're a son, bring your dad. You know, get down to the ballpark and enjoy the ballpark experience. There's nothing like it. It's such a blast down there. So, you know, slash, I so much so now that I'm giving away two tickets to the Phillies Dodgers game next Sunday, May 22nd at 1:35. You know, I would like to think that whoever wins the tickets is going to stop by and see us down at Xfinity Live next week.
I would hope so.
Absolutely. So, you know, you can stop by and hang out, you know, check the show out live. And like we said at the beginning, we're hopeful we'll have Murph back and, you know, you could take a picture with Murph and check in with him and see how he's doing. So again, our social media formats here that where you guys can, you know, dive into this, Green Legion YouTube channel, the Green Legion Facebook page, or on our Twitter handle at Green Legion. You know, I had one this morning that I was thinking of, and maybe we'll save this for next week when Murph is back, because it's something I think we can utilize every single week. But for me, this kind of hits home. Yesterday was a 9-year anniversary that I proposed to my wife in Riviera Maya, Mexico, on the beach watching the sunset. I didn't know how I was going to do it, slash, you know, leading up to that. I didn't know if it was just going to be one of those things where I just take the ring out of my pocket and I get down on one knee and I do it. But a few weeks before we went to Riviera Maya, we were watching TV and, you know, some dude wrote this cheesy poem for his girl. And she's like, yeah, you know, you've never done anything like that for me. And I was sitting there like, well, because I don't feel like it and because I'm not good at it, but hey, maybe that's the way I'm going to do it. So yeah, cheesy poem galore. My wife still has it. I hope someday when I die, she burns it and it's not something that sticks around any longer than it needs to be. But she
should have brought it in studio.
I'm not
doing a live read on air.
I am not doing that live read on air. Not even happening. You know, 9 years ago and the levels of cheese, that were piled on that. But nonetheless, she said yes. And I like to think the way that I did it slash was a great way of doing it. It was, you know, made her happy, obviously. And, you know, had a great time. You're going to be, I know you're going to be getting engaged soon, slash. You met your one. You just recently moved in with her. At some point, you're going to get engaged. So I'm trying to save you from yourself, slash.
Yeah.
Okay.
It won't be soon, though.
I know. Sean Brace, give this man a raise. Dead serious, though. I'm trying to save you from yourself, slash. So what I want to know from all of you that are tuned into the show right now, and this is for a pair of tickets again for next Sunday's game between the Phillies and Dodgers at 1:35, May 22nd. What is the worst way to propose to your girl? What is the worst way? Slash, give me yours.
I don't know. I still don't know. There's so many bad options out there.
Do you want me to start one first?
Yeah, you start off. Start off. That way I can cross off my list what I should not do.
Okay. All right. First and foremost, I am probably one of the biggest sports fans you or anybody else will ever meet. Do not do it at a ballpark or at a stadium event. Do not do it. It is so cheesy to do that. Put it on the big screen in front of everybody. I've seen some bad ones, man. I've seen some bad ones. The girl was not happy at all.
Yeah.
Do not put her on the spot like that. We do not want to see that at all. I'll give you another one. I know me, you, and Sam were talking about this, and Sam disagrees because, you know, her mom stole Big Sam years ago from another woman nonetheless. He was already engaged, and I can't believe this happened. Listen, guys, fellas, don't let your girl propose to you. Don't do it.
It's 2022, Sack.
No, I do not care, man. Be a man and do it yourself. Do not put that kind of pressure on your girl to have to be the one to propose to you.
Pull up your pants, take off the bra, and be a man.
Be a man. Be a man. Take the leap of faith and do it yourself. And don't force the issue on your woman to have to be the one to do it to you. Do you have anything, Slash, that you're like, I know guys are going to get creative in this room right now. Keenan Harmon, Russ Taylor. If Adam Gilmore jumps in,
you can say whatever you
Mike
want
Scott.
in StreamYard, but we're going to keep a PG on air here.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, listen, there's certain levels of decorum that we have to adhere to. So yeah. Keenan said that he proposed in Quimby's condo.
Yeah, that's a no-go.
Yeah.
Don't do that, guys.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's as bad as it gets. Yeah.
Take a knee, you might not get back up.
So make sure you guys go to the room right now and put in. Listen, you can have some fun with it. It doesn't have to be something that you've heard or done from experience. Have some fun with it. Just keep it clean. Because remember, we have to do this on air to announce the winner. And, you know, Sam will get me a list of, you know, how many people we have in on this thing. By the end of the second segment, we will announce the ticket winner. Russ Taylor is already dropping some bombs here. Remember, you got one. You got one, and you need to stick with one, Russ.
First one's pretty strong. Say one. And Sam, we were talking to Sam before the show, alluding to Ellie Kemper. From she's from The Office, has her own Netflix show, and I was actually reading on that. Her husband proposed to her right before she was going on a cross country trip. I don't like that at all. Honey, will you marry me? All right, I'll see you in a week.
Now, why would that be? Because you know, you're proposing, and then you're hoping that there's no hall pass variety of things.
Yeah,
while
I don't know.
Gone?
I just think it's weird that you know you're making this big life step, and then. You know, they're leaving for a week.
The random tastes, the variety tastes of America.
Yeah, exactly. You want to go celebrate with your significant other after you propose and they say yes, you're all happy.
Listen,
not-
there's such things as good celebrations, but you know, the first time afterwards is the best time you're ever going to have.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Chicka wow wow. All right, so before we go out of the box again, I will real quick acknowledgement of the passing of 1993 nationally champion Philadelphia Philly, David West, passed away after his battle with brain cancer at the age of 57. The testimonials that have come out from former teammates over the last 24 hours say a lot about him as a man and as a person, not just as a teammate. He now becomes the sixth former Philly to die from brain cancer since 2003. Ken Brett, Tug McGraw, Johnny Oates, John Vukovic, and Darren Dalton. Thoughts and prayers from the Baseball Brunch family and the Green Legion Radio family to the West family and the Phillies in this difficult time. And, you know, it's such a shame. You know, 57 is a very, very young age to go at. And, you know, hearts go out to them and the Phillies family as well. Now, we took care of business here, Slash.
Yeah.
So let's go out of the box here. Phillies have gone 5-2 overall since our last show on Sunday morning last week. And have gone a surprising 5-1 on this road trip out west in Seattle and Los Angeles. 5-1, Slash. I know, you know, Quimby was hosting with me last week. He said that they were going to go 3-4. There wasn't much optimism. We were talking about the real possibility of firing Joe Girardi last week. And, here we are scratching and clawing our way back to 500 at 17-17. I believe right now they are sitting 6.5 games behind, 5.5 games behind.
Yeah, 5.5.
So, you know, the Phillies are getting hot right now. And this is the tough part of the schedule, Slash. You know, what's going on with them right now is a positive sign. I like the fact that they're playing up to the level of their competition instead of playing down like they normally do with bad teams. These next few weeks are going to tell us a lot about the Phillies, who they are as a team and what they're going to bring. But I am satisfied with what's been going on this past week. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I like the way that they're hitting, finally. I don't expect them to score 8 to 11 runs every night. But
would be nice.
It would be nice. It's not going to happen. I mean, they'll cool off eventually. But I like how they're starting to get some of these horrendous averages up. Reese Hoskins was hitting 220. He led off. I was even texting you last night. Why is Hoskins leading off? Schwarber had a nice night leading off the other night, and then
one for five with a walk and a two-run bomb.
But I just don't like the switching of the lineup. But nonetheless, Reese Hoskins goes 3 for 4 last night. Bryce Harper increases to 14 for 23 on this road trip. They're looking hot right now. Ranger Suarez, another nice outing. They finally have a decent young arm that they didn't get, in the off season. They kind of, bred him through the system.
Yeah, coming off of a great year last year between the bullpen and the rotation and
homegrown talent. Who knows?
Yeah, back to back games were 100 pitch count. He stabilized it, and they needed him last night to go 7.
Yeah,
the way things unfolded on Thursday and Friday night in Los Angeles. Blowing leads in both games. You're right. I mean, it's nice to see what Ranger's doing. The rotation as a whole has performed pretty well.
Gibson had a rough night the other day.
Yeah, but he's still 3-1 with a 4 ERA.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't ask much from I would say he's your number 5 starter. And Aaron Nola, he's pitched well. He just hasn't been rewarded in either run support or W's in the win column. He's sitting at 1-3, but he's got a big opportunity today, Slash. He's not going up against, I'll tell you what, I'm surprised by what Dave Roberts did in this series. They came out, the Tyler Anderson on Thursday night, and then followed up. They scratched and they put on the IL Clayton Kershaw on Friday morning.
What else is new?
Friday. And this is what we talked about. Remember we were talking about the perfect game aspect of things?
Yep.
Well, here he is already on the IL. And they're hoping that he's only going to miss a start or two. But I think for us, I think we're going to miss him in both series because we get him again next week.
Yeah. Love Kershaw. Phenomenal. One of the best pitchers to ever do, but he just can't stay healthy.
No, the last few years, except for 2020, I think he only had 12 starts that year. I mean, he's kind of falling apart. But when your body does that herky-jerky motion and movement that he does, it can only last for so long. It's like Tim Lincecum.
Yeah.
Man, it was like a rubber band. But eventually, at some point, that rubber band's going to snap, and you're not going to be as special as you once were. But I'm surprised by what he did now, because he took Walker Buehler and Urias, and he moved them both up a day. Now, they were on 5 days rest, both of them. But to move them up to Friday and Saturday, they weren't prepared to make those starts until probably the day of. All right, Buehler that morning, okay, Walker, we're going to start you tonight. And Urias, we're going to start you on Saturday. Like, these guys are, creatures of habit. They have routines that they get themselves into. And to sit there and say, all right, cool, we're going to pull you guys up and start you a day early. I mean, Buehler had his worst start of the season. 5 innings pitched, 5 earned runs against. And then you had Urias gave up 4 home runs yesterday. That's not Julio Urias at all.
It's just bad managing.
And you don't normally say that about Dave Roberts.
No, you don't.
And the moves that he makes. Because now, here you are. This is kind of what, like we've been saying at the beginning of the season with Girardi and the Phillies. Now you're staring down the barrel of a gun where you're walking up against the fact that you're looking at being swept now by the Phillies, and you have Grove on the mound today. I mean, that's not a positive sign for your team. And that NL West, man, it is tough.
Yep.
It's stacked right now. There is no team under 500.
Rockies are in last place at 17-16.
Right? It's crazy to think. And then, the Diamondbacks are playing well. The Giants are doing well again this year. We'll see how that unfolds. Because you guys know I'm not a big fan of Gabe Kapler. So we'll see how that unfolds.
Padres got Musgrove on the bump today.
Yeah, and listen, man, they're playing really well for a team that's missing their MVP.
Yeah.
Machado is just tearing the cover off the ball. We're going to see them this week.
Yep.
I'm actually happy that we're not going to see Musgrove this week for them as well.
But, Padres Dodgers this week. It's gonna be interesting. Interesting down
followed
at Citizens
by
Bank.
Followed by Atlanta. You're going to Atlanta after that, and you know how Atlanta is a house of horrors for the Phillies.
Yep.
So we'll see how that goes, and they just need to clean it up, kind of like you need to clean your windows. And that's why we go to Premier Window Cleaning, the leading window cleaning company, Philadelphia and surrounding areas. Over 30 years experience, they offer commercial and residential window cleaning, pressure washing, parking garage cleaning, graffiti removal, post-construction cleaning. Every employee is trained, certified, and goes through an extensive background check. At Premier Window Cleaning, your satisfaction level needs to be 100%, as no job is complete until you're happy. With clients like Lincoln Financial Field, Comcast, Chop Roberts, and University of Pennsylvania, you cannot go wrong. For more information and a full list of services, give them a call at 267-534-5198. That's 267-534-5198. Or head to their website, www.wehatedirtywindows.com. That's www.wehatedirtywindows.com. Coming up in our second segment, again, we want to get you involved out there, our listeners. We want to get you involved, so make sure you guys go to our social media platforms and get your questions in for Around the League. We're going to touch on that. But, man, we talked about the Phillies, and we haven't even dove into the biggest part of it yet. Bryce Harper going for an MVP-time National League MVP. I'm telling you, I'm smelling it. Slash, I bet on it before the season. I'm calling it again.
Already.
Here we go. Right here on Bud Light Baseball Brunch, 102.5 Fox Sports The Gambler. We'll be right back right after this. Welcome back to Bud Light Baseball Brunch here on this Sunday morning where it's actually not raining for a change. You don't want to be a refugee? Go down to the Ludlam Hotel in Sea Isle City, where we are happy to introduce to you for the first time the fully renovated Ludlam Hotel at 4000 Landis Avenue in Sea Isle City. Yes, the old La Costa. With the complete renovation finish, you will now see a brand new look, feel, and vibe set amongst a casually sophisticated bar, a cozy a la carte dining room, and the only mellow lounge in Townsend Inlet. The menu is seasonal, offering the freshest local seafood, cooked simple to ensure the flavor that already exists stays that way. The hotel is open year-round, and all guests enjoy free Wi-Fi, one free parking spot per room, and complimentary beach tags for all registered adults, walking distance to everything. Check out www.ludlamhotel.com. That's www.ludlamhotel.com, or call them at 609-263-7829. That's 609-263-7829 for all your reservation, dining, or entertainment questions. The Ludlam Hotel, your new oasis in Seattle City. Again, welcome back for our second segment here on this Sunday morning, as the Phillies are red hot right now, and they are tearing the cover off the ball. The thing that I've realized over the last year plus of doing Bud Light Baseball Brunch, today with Slash, but mostly with Murph, is I feel like sometimes when we get overly positive on the show, that's where things tend to go towards the wayside and go down the tube.
But that's like, why I was like, they're not going to score eight runs every night, but just let's get those averages up and, you know, get some rhythm, get some momentum.
Yeah, right? I would like to see Schwarber and JT get it going a little bit.
Yeah, JT 0-for-4 last night.
Yeah, you know, and like Schwarber has the power numbers. He's got the home runs. He's got the RBI. You know, JT's at 2 home runs, 7 RBI so far in the early going this year, batting around, what, 243, I think, on the season. Yeah. But you know somebody that you don't really have to worry about, and that's the MVP, the reigning National League MVP, Bryce Harper. What an unbelievable, otherworldly kind of a week by him. I mean, in 8 games played over the last week, he's hitting .516. That's 16 hits, 31 at-bats.
Is that good?
I hate to see someone that's not doing what he's doing, but 4 home runs, 6 doubles, 9 runs scored, 10 RBI. He's walked 4 times, only struck out once. He's batting .305 on the season now. 7th in the league with 40 hits. 7th in the league, 40 hits. Okay, first with 29 runs scored, tied for first with 14 doubles, 5th in home runs with 9, 4th in RBI with 27, 1st in total bases with 83. He's leading the league also in extra base hits, 3rd in slugging, 4th in OPS. He sets the tone for this team and this offense, and what he's doing right now is just simply scary, Slash. And
14 doubles, he said?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. He's got a triple to add on to that, on top of that, too. If he could just do me a favor, and listen, there's been a guy that's been haunting me for about 18 years now. His name's David Bell, and he's the last Philly to hit for the cycle.
David Bell.
He's you know, there's only four Major League Baseball teams that have gone a longer stretch than the Phillies and with a player on their team not hitting for the cycle.
Jeez.
And I'm getting sick of it. Absolutely sick of it.
David Bell. That's a ridiculous name.
Don't get me started, Slash. We don't want to do this today.
Number four.
We don't want to do it.
Third baseman.
I don't think I can do my Dan Baker with my allergies. Leading off for the Phillies, shortstop number 11, Jimmy Rollins. Yeah, I'll wait not until bad. I'll wait until I'm fully back without
not
the allergies.
A little creepy, yeah. But not bad.
I used to be able to do the whole 2008 Phillies lineup.
Yes.
You know what's also scary about this with Bryce Harper too, is he's doing this right now with a small tear in his UCL, mm-hmm. in his right elbow, his throwing elbow. He's slated to miss today's game and possibly Tuesday's after getting a PRP injection today that will help aid the healing process. He will not throw for another 4 weeks before starting a throwing program to hopefully get him back in right field later on. Crazy to think that an injury like this restricts his ability to throw, but not his ability to hit bombs. Pujols had this injury, which is funny. I was looking this up this morning, Slash. I remember him having that, him needing to get Tommy John surgery at some point. And it was right around the time frame where I thought it was, 2008, 2009, somewhere in that time frame. I wish it was in 2011, but nonetheless, he suffered that injury in 2003. He played with that injury for 5 years, and you know, he played in the National League. So, you know, for a first baseman, you don't have to throw much. You don't have to throw hard.
That's why they call him the machine.
Like a right fielder. But it's unbelievable that he dealt with that injury for 5 years. Now, the recovery process after he had the surgery done, because this is Tommy John surgery for a position player. Obviously, you know, you're starting pitcher or you're a bullpen guy, any pitcher of any variety, you're going to be out for over a year. And we're going to touch on Justin Verlander in just a little bit because what he's doing is unbelievable. But Ohtani, he had surgery for Tommy John after the 2018 season. He DH'd the whole year in 2019. He only made a couple starts in 2020. Obviously, it was the shortened season. I wouldn't have thrown him out in a 60-game stretch either. But it's unbelievable what these players do. And to see Harper still be able to put up the numbers. And remember, like, not everybody is born and bred to be a designated hitter. It's not in them. Like you kind of get lost in the shuffle, you know, on the bench, in the batting cage. Like, what's your routine in between innings? Like, you get your four at bats a game, and then you go down, you go back into the dugout, and you. I think he struggled with that when he first took over the DH role. Like, he really didn't know what to do with himself during that probably that first week and a half.
Not to mention, he's the best defensive player in the outfield that we have by far.
Yeah, it's probably not even close. Castellanos, though, to his credit, he has played really well in right field, and that's actually where Castellanos is most comfortable playing in the outfield. So, I mean, you know, obviously you want Bryce Harper out in right field, but the fact that he has figured it out over the last couple weeks of, hey, what do I do with my downtime? Because he looked flat out miserable. Remember the Sunday night baseball game against the Brewers? He was miserable. They had him on the mic, and everybody was like, man, Bryce has had enough of this. But
yeah. He wants out.
Yeah, yeah. Take the mic off of him. Leave him alone. Yeah. But what Harper has done over these last this road trip, this week, these last couple weeks, he's throwing his team on his back once again. It's special what we're seeing right now, Slash.
Oh, absolutely. And do you think, what? Let me ask you this. What was your MVP ticket in the beginning of the year?
Bryce Harper.
Yeah. What was the number on that?
I got it at plus 900. So I put 50 on it to win 450.
I like that.
And keep in mind, too, my National League, I have two tickets that are open
to Paradise
for futures. are we coming back from break? On
yeah,
that
we
one?
Might have to. I might have to pull that up now.
You might have to pull it up. It's a good song. That's also a great, was that a Geico commercial?
Yeah.
He's got two tickets to.
No, there's four of us, remember?
Yeah. But, yeah, so, you know, looking at, I had two tickets at the beginning of the season that I put futures bet on when I was down in New Orleans. I put $50 on Bryce Harper. He was plus 900 to win the MVP. And I put $50 on Walker Buehler to win the National League Cy Young. Same thing, plus 900. So hopefully at the end of the
year. Dave Roberts didn't help you on that one this weekend with Walker.
Not this week, but his ERA is still at 2.83. Yeah, no, that just shows how great he was doing before then. Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Just a little blunder there. But no, Bryce Harper's been unbelievable. we don't have to worry about this injury, do we? Is there going to be any surgery situation involved?
I'm hoping if anything, for what they're saying, this platelet injection that he's getting today, what it does is it goes into the elbow and it's going to conform around where the injury is at.
Yeah.
And it's going to help in the healing process. It's way above my pay grade, first of all, and it's way above my knowledge level about how this scientific stuff works. But apparently a lot of athletes use this nowadays. I'm hopeful that it's going to be something that it's going to help him to where we can get him back in the field, man. Because I'll tell you what, this lineup, having his bat in the lineup every day is something that you must have.
Yeah.
So if he's got to be the DH the rest of the season, so what? So be it. But I think it's beneficial if we get him back out in right field and you can give, JT a day off and have him DH, or you can, where Schwarber's out of the lineup, and, or, you put JT over at first base and give Reese a day off in the field. And, the way they were mostly doing it before Bryce's injury was it was Schwarber, Castellanos, and Harper that were rotating the spots. I want to see that again. I thought it was working. And they obviously now they're hitting their stride. Some of these numbers though, Slash, are just absolutely insane about what's going on with the Phillies and their offensive numbers right now. This was as of yesterday morning, courtesy of Corey Seidman, NBC Sports Philadelphia. Phillies lead the majors in extra base hits. They rank second in batting average, slugging percentage, and OPS, and are a surprisingly, you're going to be shocked by this, the third in Major League Baseball in stolen bases.
Really?
Yes. And the guy that leads them in stolen bases right now is Bryce, who has six. It just goes to show you how things have changed in Major League Baseball over the years. Like, the stolen base is like a lost art now. Like,
yeah,
guys that are really good at it. Like, it's a shame. A guy like Billy Hamilton probably would have had a really good Major League Baseball career if he played in the 80s.
Yeah.
Perhaps in the early 90s. The guy, he's still around. He's still lingering around. D. Gordon, I think he changed his name. He's with the Nationals now. D. Strange Gordon.
D. Strange?
Strange. Oh, strange.
That is strange.
That is absolutely
Billy Hamilton, strange. Though, he's still a good player, though.
Yeah, but
good defensive presence. I actually met him. He's a nice guy.
He's not an everyday player.
No, he's not.
Like, back in the 80s, he would have been an everyday player.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to put him up there on the pedestal with some of these other guys. Like, back in the 90s, I mean, you had guys like Marquise Grissom and Kenny Lofton. Jimmy, if you look at it, Jimmy was kind of the dying breed.
Yeah. I was going to say that. Yeah. Jimmy and Shane, after that, it was like, at least for the Philly standpoint, it was, what is a stolen base? I don't even know. Is that even a thing in baseball anymore?
Yeah.
Because they never did it. They never played small ball after the Victorino, Jimmy Rollins, even my boy Placido. They never did what they needed to do to move runners on base and all that. It was all or nothing, swinging for the fences, and it drove me nuts every time. Jimmy Rollins, my favorite player of all time, he even got lost in that sometimes, just always swinging for the fences. So it's good to see that they're bringing back that small ball, because they are a powerhouse lineup, but to see that they can still do that small ball and put themselves in a better position to win the game.
Yeah, I mean,
it's definitely refreshing to see that.
You have boppers in this lineup for sure. And here's another stat of that I pulled up from Corey Seidman as well. The Dodgers, before the series, had allowed more than 5 runs one time entering the series. And the Phillies have gone off for 9, 12, and 8.
Wow.
3 games against them. It just goes to show how the offense, and this is one from Phillies Notes, and you guys got to get on Twitter. If you're not on Twitter, man, you're missing out on a lot. But the numbers and the stats that you're privy to of being able to pull up at any given time, every single day, any time of the day, is insane. So the Phillies offense has scored 29 runs so far in a series against the Dodgers, which is their most in a 3-game span at Dodger Stadium ever. Previously, it was 26 runs in June of 1976. What they're doing right now offensively, Gene Segura, 11-game hitting streak, has found his power stroke. Four home runs so far in the month of May. We were talking a little bit about.
That's unheard of.
Yeah. Yeah. I always said that for me, Gene can hit 10 to 15 in a season. Yeah. But I was looking up today. His projected amount to hit for this season, if he keeps up his current pace, is 33.
Oh, no.
33 home runs by Gene Segura. I mean,
he's going to have to get tested for something if he does that.
Yeah. And then, I think right now, I don't like to bash on Girardi. I think the lineup construction thing has been overblown. He's been trying to find a rhythm in this lineup, and when he got going at the beginning of May with Schwarber being in the six hole, it was easy for him to be like, okay, cool, he's ready to go back to the leadoff spot. Well, he went back to the leadoff spot, and it wasn't working out.
And that's what I hate. That's what I alluded to in the first segment. I hate the moving around, but they have to do it because they still do not have a legitimate leadoff hitter.
I think Rhys Hoskins is going to be there.
You think it's going to be?
Yeah. Listen, I said this probably over the last week or two on this show, and I've been adamant about it all season long. I said this on opening day. I want Gene Segura batting second.
Yeah.
He's the prototypical type number two hole hitter.
Him in second.
Yeah.
Always makes contact.
His best career statistics are in the two hole.
Yeah.
And majority of his career has been leadoff or batting second. But Alec Bohm has really entrenched himself into the two hole right now. He's batting 324 on the season.
People are even advocating for him to lead off consistently with the way he's hitting.
We talked about that. We were going after it with Jansen on Twitter, over the last week.
Yeah.
About that. I was like, well, you put Bohm in the leadoff spot because he sees a lot of pitches and he walks.
Yeah.
And he's the type of guy that's going to put the ball in play and let things happen. And then put Segura in the two, because I think having Hoskins and Schwarber towards the bottom of your lineup, I mean, God, you got guys that are getting on base like Harper and Castellanos. And then for me, JT should be batting seventh right now. Make things more comfortable on him. Hey, focus on defense, throwing out base stealers, and give us what you got. Clean up when Schwarber and Hoskins don't do it. But if Hoskins is going to be up there at the top of the lineup, he's hitting 375 over the last week. Four home runs, eight RBIs, seven runs scored. He's getting hot too. It's exactly what you needed. And, just a little, quick jab here on, one of the local sports talk radio show hosts. I hope Reese read your tweet about how benching him and putting in Camargo every day at third base and having Alec Bohm move to first and Rhys Hoskins, being on the bench is the best thing for the team. Yeah, you're eating a lot of crow right now.
Yeah.
To live in a hot take society annoys the crap out of me as it is.
Yeah.
It further adds to my fervor. What Rhys Hoskins is at this
point.
He's
a streaky player. That's what he is.
Yeah, very streaky.
But you got to take that. It's so cliche, but take the good with the bad. And take advantage of it when he is on an upswing, because that's what they're doing right now and it's working.
And their defense isn't killing them right now, Slash.
Yeah.
Like Rhys and Bohm have gotten a lot of criticism for their defense in the corners. They've played pretty well. Knock on wood. I really hope that stays the course. And speaking of staying the course, though, here on Green Legion Radio, make sure you guys travel with us this upcoming football season. It's going to be a lot of fun this season. Unfortunately, we're not going to be able to get Dallas in there this year because it's on Christmas Eve, but we will add the Swamp. So if you want to go up to MetLife Stadium to watch the Eagles take on the Giants, we will add that trip in as well this season as well. Chicago, Arizona, Indy, and Houston, all on the schedule. The NFL released a schedule the other day. Make sure you guys check us out on Monday. The trip packages will be out. So make sure you either go to greenlegion.com and get your reservation in now, because I'm telling you, Arizona is going to be 89 degrees. It's going to be beautiful out there. You guys are not going to want to miss that party. I also think Quimby was going to do another bye week trip to the Dominican Republic. So that's going to be pretty cool. I don't know if that's going to be up or not at the time, but I mean, you want to travel and watch the Eagles, man. This is the season to do it. Make sure you guys hop on greenlegion.com, 215, or call the office at 215-666-5940 to travel with the Green Legion today. Coming up in our last segment, as always, we have our weekly picks. We want to add them on to your Sunday ticket. Make sure we try and win you some money this week. And can you believe it? And we're going to announce our winner for the worst way to propose to your girl right here on Bud Light Baseball Brunch on Fox Sports The Gambler. We'll be right back right after this.
The Gambler, presented by Cure Auto Insurance.
Welcome back to Bud Light Baseball Brunch here on 102.5 Fox Sports The Gambler. You know, I do like to croon every now and then, Slash. And
yeah.
I do like to sing, and when the Phillies are playing well, and they're on a streak like they are right now, makes me want to sing even more.
You got those two tickets to paradise.
Absolutely.
Looking good right now.
Well, hey, we'll see. I mean, Bueller needs to bounce back.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to start against the Phillies this upcoming weekend, though.
That would be pretty lucky.
I think he starts on Wednesday. If he started on Friday night, even if they have an off day on Monday.
So they're going to miss Musgrove and Bueller this week. Maybe.
That's beautiful.
That is beautiful.
That's a sign that the gods are smiling down on us. Just like they're smiling down in the Delaware Valley today, because we finally get to see the sun.
Yes. Once again. Grilling season.
No, it's only grilling season if it would stop raining on the weekends.
Yeah, I know.
It would be cigar smoking season on the patio if it would actually stop raining on the weekends.
Well, today's the day, buddy.
Yeah. I'm not smoking a cigar on the patio on a Sunday. I got to work tomorrow.
Cheers.
I can't get half crocked. And plus, I'm gonna be miserable this next week. You guys are gonna be dealing with a miserable sack attack this week.
Yeah, the juice cleanse.
Right?
The annual juice cleanse in the sack household. Good luck with that.
Well, you know, when you're 200 and I'm not even going to say it, but people could probably just tell. Yes, worst week of the year. Thanks, Sam. Yes, for sure. And you guys got to deal with me twice this week because, you know.
Nice.
Yes. All right, so let's give out these tickets here. Worst way to propose to your girl. We're going to have to pick between one of nine.
Here, nine. Slash. Wow.
One of nine. So Sam might be the tiebreaker if we can't agree here. All right. I'm just going to run down the list. Proposing at Disney. Proposing at a funeral. Apparently, I got a note for that one. Proposing while she's trying to break up with you. Oh, God. Proposing at a restaurant by putting the ring in champagne or cake. That's terrible.
Yeah, that's a really good one.
That's really bad. All right. Proposing at someone else's wedding.
That,
yes. Oh, God, yes. Good one. Yes, it is. Proposing by handing her the box. I could go one of two ways.
Yeah.
Proposing by asking on social media. Seriously, gosh. Yeah. Proposing by sticky note on the fridge.
Right below the grocery list.
And this is a good one here, too. Just ask Mrs. Diaz.
Jesus.
All right, just because this is the I think me and you are down to two here. Okay. Proposing while she's trying to break up with you.
Yeah.
No. I'm sorry. No, wrong one. Proposing at a restaurant by putting the ring in champagne or cake. It's a choking hazard.
Yeah.
Proposing at someone else's wedding.
Those would be my two.
I gotta go with the wedding one.
I am in agreement with you. I was gonna say wedding.
Yeah. I mean,
I thought Disney was a strong one though. I hate the Disney proposal.
It's too cliche.
It is cliche.
It's like we're proposing during the holidays.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man.
I hate it. Let's propose under the mistletoe.
Oh, yeah, under the mistletoe or by the Christmas tree on Christmas Eve.
In our matching PJs.
Yeah,
yes. Jeez.
Oh, yes, the proposing PJs.
Didn't Diaz have to do that? Proposing at the wedding, though. That's got to, no pun intended, take the cake, because that's horrible.
Dude, that's raining on someone else's parade.
It is.
Come on, man.
You're at somebody else's wedding. Let them have their wedding moment. You don't have to create your own moment at somebody else's wedding.
Correct. Correct. It's Alex Clarkson. Congratulations.
Good job, Alex. That's a strong one right there.
So get your email address over to Sam, and then I will forward you the tickets.
The reason I brought up Disney, though, was I could just imagine you wearing the Mickey Mouse ears.
God,
you're getting on one knee in front of the Disney castle.
Dude, come on, man. Be original. Try and be as original as possible. You know, like, make it memorable for your girl. You got to flush it and move on.
Yeah.
Gets a toilet flush. All right. So we just gave away two tickets to the upcoming Phillies to Dodgers paradise. Game. And two tickets to paradise. Absolutely. But let's try and give away our picks for this week. And let's try and win some people some money here. Slash, what do you got? What's your first pick?
All right. My first one. I am going with Arizona on the run line, -1.5. That's at +158 over the Chicago Cubs. Castellanos versus Steele. Arizona's going for the series win today. The Cubs are 3-7 in their last 10. They have, I believe it's Jason Steele on the bump. He got lit up, in his last outing. I believe he's 1-4 on the season with a 5.32 ERA.
Wow.
You alluded, Arizona is a pretty damn good team. They're just in a really good division. I like them to take advantage of a poor pitching matchup for the Cubs and win the series here.
Okay. Quick update on the standings. I forgot to do this before we went into our picks here. Quimby apparently went 3-0 last week, but we don't count his picks towards Murph's.
Yeah.
I'm not giving Murph a 3-0 week.
Nah.
He didn't contribute to that. So I'm going to have to make this up somewhere along the line with Murph throughout the season. He's going to have to give extra picks for sure. So his overall record still stands at 4-5. I went 2-1 last week and I had 2-pointers. My underdog disappointed me. The Brewers lost to the Braves in Atlanta. So that gets me to 5-7 now, Slash. I'm working my way back up.
Right,
and
right.
We have to do the total points from the beginning, but for me, I was 0 for 6. So it can't get any worse. So I stand at 6 points for sure on my end of things. We're going to have to find out where Murph stands at on the points standings. I'm going to go with the Astros today, -196. And listen, I know it's a big number, but it falls into the fact that I can get a point. If it's over 200, it's a half point. Verlander versus Patrick Corbin. Verlander back in Cy Young form, second in the American League in ERA, and Patrick Corbin just flat out stinks anymore. I'm taking the Astros, -196. Your second pick.
That leads right into my second pick. I am going to take the Astros Nationals under 8.5 because Verlander's on the mound. Corbin could be the deciding factor in this. He's just been getting lit up all season.
Awful.
But the thing that's reassuring is Houston is 3-7 on the over in their last 10 games. So that gives me hope that Corbin can maybe, fight his own battles and keep this under 8.5. So give me the under 8.5, Houston, Washington.
He stinks, Corbin.
He stinks.
All right, I'm going to go with the San Diego Padres. +104. They've split the first two games in the series, and like we said, we like Joe Musgrove. But he's gone up against Kyle Wright. He's pitched pretty well in the early going here for the Braves. 3-2 himself. But I'll tell you what, I'm going to take the Padres to win this game, win this series, and then come to Philadelphia and lose 2-3. So get your W out of the way right now, San Diego, because you're coming in and you're facing a hot team. The part that stinks for us is the fact that the Padres are already on the East Coast and we're coming back from the West Coast. Good thing is we have an off day on Monday for that. So I'm going to take the Padres +104. There's my dog for the week.
Your is that the +104? Is that the run line?
No.
It's money line?
Money line.
Okay.
Yep.
Good, because I'm taking the San Diego run line at
okay.
+1.5. I saw Musgrove is on the mound. San Diego is actually 3-7 in their last 10 on the run line. I think that changes today with Musgrove on the mound. So give me the run line +1.5.
All right. My run line this week. Listen, man, Royals and Rockies have been going at it toe to toe. 24 runs on Friday night, 14 runs yesterday. The over under in Colorado today is 10.5.
Only you would bet this game.
I'm taking the under. Under 10.5 runs, -120, so that's where I'm going to be going with that. Can you believe it? Can you believe it? Can you believe it? Two things that we found interesting from this last week in Major League Baseball. Slash, give me your first one.
Yeah, I actually stumbled upon this one yesterday. The last 10 seasons, looking at teams that have led the league in home runs, 8 out of the 10 of those teams are from the AL East. Who leads the league in home runs so far this year?
The New York Yankees.
And the Angels actually climbed up to tie them for first place last night. But I just thought that was interesting. You think Boston, Yankees, Toronto. No, Boston's not even on that list. Baltimore, 3-time home run champions. The Yankees, 3 times, and Toronto, 2 times. So I thought it was interesting to see Baltimore on that list, 3 times.
I like it. I've got 2 things in one. Okay, so not only did the Angels rookie left-hander Reed Detmers pitch a no-hitter this week in a 12-0 victory over the Tampa Bay Rays. Not Coy Detmer and not Ty Detmer.
No.
Reed Detmers, who became the youngest pitcher to throw a no-hitter at age 22 since Anibal Sanchez did it in 2006 for the Marlins. How about my guy, Anthony Rendon? 4,528 plate appearances, batting righty. And he steps to the plate, and he's going up against a position player in Brett Phillips. And he hits a bomb.
I forgot about that. That's a good call by
one,
you.
One left-handed at bat, and he hits one home run. That's a two-for-one right there for sure.
For a guy that's been pretty underperforming for that Angels team, that's pretty exciting.
He has been, but yeah, they need to get him going. Yeah. So, all right, and your last one?
My last one, you kind of mentioned it in the beginning of the show, but I'll just build off of that. The Phillies, their first series win in L.A. since 2014. They are 6 runs shy, so get those 6 runs today, of the record for a visitor in a 4-game series at Dodger Stadium.
All right. I'm going to stick with a side of history here. Christian Yelich, okay, he hit for his third cycle. He hit all three of them have come against the Cincinnati Reds.
That's insane.
All three. The last hit in every single one has been the triple. The Cincinnati Reds have given up 20 cycles in their history, the second most, which is behind St. Louis Cardinals, who have given up 24. And just another side nugget about Yelich and his the two that he hit previous to this year were in his MVP season of 2018. Christian Yelich, just a machine when it comes to it, and which ties him for the most in Major League Baseball history, along with Bob Musial, Babe Herman, John Riley, Adrian Beltre, and also another current guy, Trey Turner.
Trey Turner, interesting.
Big week coming up this week for the Phillies there, Slash. I know we had one this past week, but hey, man, we're trying to finish off that 4-game sweep in Chavez Ravine against the Los Angeles Dodgers. Off day on Monday before opening up a 6-game homestand between the Padres and completing our series season series against the Los Angeles Dodgers next weekend. What are you looking for this week?
I'm just looking for a split. I'm looking for a 3-3 week. That's all I want. Just, you know, keep that momentum going on the West Coast trip. Bring it back home. It's really tough having to go against San Diego and LA back to back at home. But if they go 3-3 on this homestand, I will be satisfied.
Luck is standing on our side as far as not having to face Musgrove or Walker Buehler this week. I'm looking to finish the sweep today, and hopefully Bryce is back in the lineup on Tuesday, and let's go 4-2 on that homestand and get ourselves back above 500 before we head to Atlanta. I want to be greedy for sure. But thank you all for listening and tuning in with us today here on 102.5 Fox Sports The Gamblers Bud Light Baseball Brunch powered by Green Legion Radio. For Chris Sack, Kyle Slash Moneymaker, Super Sam Brady, and my boy Murph, who I'm hoping will be back with us next week.
Yes,
like
sir.
A 3-1 pitch to Ryan Howard. We are out of here, baby. Everybody enjoy the rest of your Sunday, and let's go Phillies. Let's get that 4-game sweep in Los Angeles and take it to those Dodgers.